The more they holler, the more it rains. The more it rains, the more they holler.
What do you call those? Anything special?
No, tree frogs, I believe we call them.
Isn't it a bullfrog?
No, the bullfrog's the big fella.
Oh, well.
That's those little tree frogs.
He's the fella we can catch to eat.
That big bullfrog, he stayed out there.
Do you have that little frog-like animal that you might find out in the garden? One that'll eat bugs?
A toad frog, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rare beauty indeed.
Yeah.
Really, it's a fairy princess that's been enchanted by an old witch.
He's all right, though. He's worth his weight in gold if you just let him alone. He
kicks
the
flies.
Oh, I like
those in my backyard. Mosquitoes?
Flies. Nearly any kind of bugs. Get after them.
Buckshot? BBs?
I've heard that you could just sit and roll them buckshot to him and he'd swallow some and get so heavy he couldn't jump. I don't know whether it's truth or not. Never did try it.
Did you have oyster suppers around here in the early days?
No, I didn't ever have an oyster supper. I like oysters fried, but I never did like a raw oyster. They're just too slimy for me. I can't eat them.
Well, I don't like them very much. I like them in stew. I like them pretty well fried.
I like fried oysters. Fresh oysters fried.
Yeah.
Real well.
Gee, they can so many of them now. You seldom see fresh oysters anymore.
No.
But now and then we get them in the store. Little bitty fellows, though, not great big ones.
Yeah, you can always find a good restaurant to have fresh oysters. They're pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, strange thing. The last time I saw them was, I think, 10 years ago in Columbia, Missouri, of all places. Oysters and the half shell.
Sure enough.
They weren't very much either. I think 65 cents a dozen or something like that.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, they must have had a play oyster bed somewhere in that close, so they could have got a
well, they probably shipped them up from New Orleans or
they might have
around there. Why they had them up there in the hotel in Columbia, I don't know.
Well, I expect where they net those oysters and sell them out. They get them out there by the train loads.
Mm-hmm.
Ship them out all over the United States.
Japanese have sent in a lot of smoked oysters now.
Yeah.
Have you tried any of those?
No.
No.
You buy them in a chain store. I think they're about 29 cents a can. It's pretty expensive. But half a can is about all you can eat. Very rich. But they're good, if you like oysters.
Yeah. All ready to prepare, or do you fry them? If you
no, get they're all prepared.
All
just take a toothpick and eat away.
Yeah.
I don't
think,
rich.
I think I'd like them. I like oysters fried, but I don't think I'd like them canned.
Well, these don't taste like raw oysters. They taste, something like sardines.
Yeah. Well, I can eat a canned oyster pretty well. The soup is in them canned oysters. I like it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I asked you, I guess, if you're a fisherman.
Well, I didn't think you did, but I'd say no.
No?
I haven't wet a hook in 25 or 30 years.
Oh. Did you when you were a boy?
Yeah, I used to like fishing out the water.
You don't
know? Sure did.
You out the river?
Yeah.
Oh, I was telling you about this bait. If you ever make that, use it on a three-pronged hook.
Yeah.
Don't try to put it on a one-pronged hook, because it won't stay.
It won't stay. But any kind of dough bait's hard to hold on a hook if it's
yeah.
hooked on one hook.
Mm-hmm. I saw some boys over at Ten Killer trying to fish with some Wheaties on a one-pronged hook.
Yeah.
They got lots of bites, but they didn't catch fish.
Well, we used to make a dough bait just out of